Dear beloved of God, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. The story from today's gospel reading isn't really about Zacchaeus. At least it's not about Zacchaeus in the way that we think it's about Zacchaeus. At first brush, it seems like a story about a short guy with a questionable moral compass who got curious about Jesus and decided to climb a tree. It seems like a story about a guy who might be open to changing his ways when Jesus sees him up in that tree and calls him down. And then Jesus invites himself over to old Zac's house. Zacchaeus has a change of heart and then promises to give a lot of his money back from his shady dealings. And then Jesus forgives him. That's the neat and tidy story that most of us grew up hearing and singing about in Sunday school if we did that kind of thing. Zacchaeus was a wee little man. You can't stop once you start, right? It seems like a story about curiosity and then confrontation and repentance. It's a good and familiar story that suggests if you seek out Jesus and try to change your ways, then he will forgive you. But I don't think that story is this story. I think Zacchaeus is much more complicated than he's been given credit for. It's true that nobody likes Zacchaeus. He has a job that made him unpopular. He collected taxes for the occupying Roman Empire. He was a Jew who, to make a living, collected money for a government that most people resented. It was a job that made him wealthy. But he was a Jew, so the Romans didn't really respect him. He had money that gave him security, but it was unlikely that he owned any land of significance. So he wasn't part of the landed aristocracy. He had new money. And that didn't give him much credibility among the landed elites. So Zacchaeus was rich, but he had few, if any, friends. His people had disowned him because he'd gone to work for the empire. The folks in charge didn't like him because he was just a hired hand. Zacchaeus was alone. And it's possible that Zacchaeus wasn't even short. The Greek could just mean that he was of diminished stature, that everyone just looked down on him because of who he was and what he did. Zacchaeus was just kind of despised by everyone. But that doesn't make him a bad person. It doesn't necessarily mean that he's morally corrupt. It's possible that he's just caught up in a messed up system, that he's a cog in a machine of injustice, but that he performs his job justly, fairly, equitably, maybe even as God would want him to. And it all depends on how you read verse 8. It's printed in your bulletin as though it's something that Zacchaeus is promising Jesus that he will do in the future. Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much. But once again, in the original language, it's not the future tense. The Greek here is present. which seems to indicate that this is something that Zacchaeus is already doing. It's who he is. It's his custom. He's generous. And when he makes mistakes, he makes up for them. You could argue that Zacchaeus is a really good guy. In the book of Numbers, God tells God's people, when a man or woman wrongs another, breaking faith with the Lord, that person incurs guilt and shall confess the sin that has been committed. The person shall make full restitution of the wrong, adding 1/5 to it and giving it to the one who was wronged. That's what Zacchaeus has been doing. Earlier in Luke's gospel, way back in chapter 3, when John the Baptist was out in the wilderness doing John the Baptist kind of things, being weird and wild and wonderful and baptizing people, he said, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath that was to come? Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not begin to say to one another, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able to raise from these stones children to Abraham." John was kind of a scary dude, intimidating. And then a bunch of tax collectors and soldiers came up to him after he said this and said, "So what should we do?" And John says, "Collect no more than what was prescribed for you." And the soldiers asked him, "What should we do?" And he said to them, "Don't extort money. Be satisfied with your wages." John doesn't tell them to quit their jobs, to find better, more godly line of work. He just says, "Do your job fairly." And I think that's what Jesus is doing with Zacchaeus too. Jesus never reprimands Zacchaeus for his profession. He doesn't tell him to quit. Jesus just invites himself over for dinner. And then, in front of everyone who looked down on Zacchaeus, everyone that scorned Zacchaeus, that perceived Zacchaeus to be of no account, to those that labeled him an outcast and a sinner, in front of those people, Jesus tells Zacchaeus that he belongs. He belongs not just to this community, not just among the righteous and religious folks. No, Zacchaeus belongs to the kingdom of God. And then he says, salvation, the presence of the living God, has come to this house today. So, if there are times in your life where you feel like Zacchaeus, where it feels as though you are trying your best, working to be faithful, kind, and just, and the folks around you don't see it or won't see it, know that God does. Know and trust that in Jesus, God sees you and calls to you, looks upon you with love, and says, "You belong here." Because salvation, God's powerful and restorative love, has come to you and for you this day and always. Amen.